rare. So, if you want more people to work later, an overtime bonus is a very good idea.
Money and society. 6. What kinds of jobs have higher pay? Why?
Jobs like designing and repairing computer software, lawyers, doctors and surgeons, building designers, scientists and Hollywood actors are some better paying jobs. All these jobs require years of study, research and lots of experience in that field.
7. What occupations do you think will get high salary in the future?
People who are multilingual will be highly sought after in the future. As the world is becoming more international, people who speak more than two languages fluently will be greatly needed. English is the main international language right now, but there are billions of extremely intellectual individuals who can't speak or understand English. These people don't want to get left out of all the fun and games that are happening in the rest of the world, so they need translators who will be able to make them understood by people of different races.
8. Is pay the most important factor in a job?
The most important factor is, as most fun-loving people know, how much vacation time you get. Not only time off, but paid time off. Another important thing to keep in mind is what kind of work it is. Some work is just boring and nobody likes doing it, except for boring people. But if you really want to excel in your work, pick something that you feel comfortable doing, something that you're good at. The workplace environment is also very important. Some offices are stuffy and drab, whereas others make you feel fresh and alive.
9. What is the primary source of income for the Chinese government?
The primary source of government income is taxes. Taxes are the way that governments support all their projects around the country, whether they're building skyscrapers, roads, or schools in impoverished counties. All this funding comes from taxes. Another way to put it is that you're supporting the government because you're the one paying the taxes. Whenever you see government officials on the news doing something or another, you can know that you are actually responsible, since it is you who made it possible for them to do it.
10. Do you think the government should let people know how it spends money?
You know, that would be very nice. I've always wondered what exactly is going on behind those closed doors. Naturally, some things just can't be talked about because they're state secrets. And some things you probably don't want to know about, such as how much money was spent on this banquet or that convention, or how many litres of gasoline their vehicles consume each month. But I would like to know exactly what they're spending my money on.
Describe what you would do if you received a very large amount of money. You should say who you would share it with, what you would buy, what else you would do, and explain how you would feel about getting so much money. 1. Is money important to you? 2. Do you think children are given too much pocket money in China? 3. How do you think parents could teach the value of money to their children? 4. Do you think it is important to let children learn money skills? 5. Do you think people should be paid extra when they work overtime? 6. What kinds of jobs have higher pay? Why? 7. What occupations do you think will get high salary in the future? 8. Is pay the most important factor in a job? 9. What is the primary source of income for the Chinese government? 10. Do you think the government should let people know how it spends money? Topic 38. A large sum of money. Cue card. Describe what you would do if you received a very large amount of money. You should say who you would share it with, what you would buy, what else you would do, and explain how you would feel about getting so much money.
It really depends on how much money a large amount is. If it's in the trillions, I'd probably buy up most of Europe, or maybe North America. I would be my own little king and have everyone pay homage to me. There would be no more wars because I wouldn't let them happen. I would be fair to all people. We would commission all of the nuclear scientists to try to discover an economical, plentiful, and non-toxic substitute for gasoline and diesel. There would be less pollution because if you want to drive a gas-powered vehicle, you'd have to pay a fine. As far as noise pollution, there would be less because there would be fewer things to complain about. I would sponsor rock festivals so that everyone could partake of the beauties of music. All my subjects would love me because they'd know I'm trying my best not to be like all of the leaders in the past who gave in to their own desires and lusts. Instead, I would give the people what they want. I would use all the money that would normally be spent on war to help poorer nations, improve the lives of war-torn countries, and build a big roller coaster theme park. When all this is done, and with whatever money I have left, I would get the best, most expensive guitar on the market and hire a super-skilled guitar player to teach me all he knows. I'd really enjoy that.
Part 3. Money. 1. Is money important to you?
Money isn't really that important to me, but you need money to live, and if you don't have money, then you can't do anything. But I'm really against the idea of just spending your whole life trying to make a bunch of money so that you can die a rich man. Most of the people who do that don't even get to enjoy the money they have, and they're never content with what they have because they always want more.
2. Do you think children are given too much pocket money in China?
It really depends on how much they're getting. Some kids definitely get way more than they need, and others don't get enough. There are some families where the parents hardly have enough money to pay their bills and get food. I don't think these families should feel obliged to give their children money that they don't have. But if they do have money, then it would be nice to give at least some spending money to their children.
3. How do you think parents could teach the value of money to their children?
If you give your children only a small amount of money each week, then they'll have to learn to make it last. It might take a while for them to learn, and they might be broke for the first few months, but after a while they'll realize that money doesn't grow on trees, and will respect its value. Of course, there are children who always want everything they see, and if the parents give it to them, then the kids won't value money at all.
4. Do you think it is important to let children learn money skills?
I think that's a wonderful idea. If all kids knew how to do banking, open a savings account, and cash checks, their parents would have a lot more leisure time. And even if the parents still do the banking, at least when their kids grow up, they won't be totally helpless. In fact, they'll have a big jump on the other kids their age.
5. Do you think people should be paid extra when they work overtime?
If you pay someone extra to work overtime, then you're, in a sense, giving them an incentive to work harder. When the workday is over, most people just want to go home and relax. Some people are workaholics and don't think anything of working until 3 or 4 in the morning and getting up at 6 a few hours later to go back to work. But these people are